Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 4 to verse 73. A very long passage, of course, but if you look at it, it's virtually a list, a census, a roll call of the people who would, the exiles who'd come back, and the list of the men of Israel and so on. These are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken away and so on. Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 4 to 73, the census. Now, it's not meaning much to us, this list, of course. This is Old Covenant, it's Judah's history, but it was vital in those days and of great importance and interest to them. And we can see the relevance of it, even for us, in the sense that it reminds us that there is a recording, there is a list, there is a remembrance, God's list. You know, you remember the old male voice piece, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. The roll, and the roll will be called. Isaac Watts and very often talks about the followers of the Lamb, and my name written down in among the followers of the Lamb and so on, record and so on of these things. And God keeps this record, whether or not we do. Well, let's look at this. Now, the city was large and spacious. They'd had some vision, these people. They'd had some anticipation, some hope. They were extending their borders. You remember in the Olney hymns, John Newton and William Cowper, how they'd, you know, talk about extending the room, extending the cord, make the cord wider, you know, for the blessing of God to come. Anticipation. And these people have built a city large and spacious. But there's only a few people there. It was a small return. And if you look at the list, it is very, very small, the numbers. But they had hope. They had anticipation. It was large and spacious, but there were few people in it, and the houses had not yet been built. The walls were there. The temple was there. The gates were there. The gates were hanging on the doorposts there. But the houses haven't been built yet. But this small beginning, and the list shows it, if you look at the numbers, if you look at 66 to 69, it's a very few number, really, compared to what went away, or to the nation of Judah and Israel and so on. So you see there's been tremendous loss. You see, restoration is never the same as it was. You never get back to the original. There are some difficulties still. You see this in verses 64 to 65. They searched for their family records and they couldn't find their names and so on. So there are problems here. Restoration is never so good as the original. I say that to challenge us. I challenge myself about hope and vision and anticipation, not to give up, but to long for more and hope for more. I can't use the word expect because I don't know God's mind, but to want more, to wish for more, and to go on laboring. Who knows whether this will be successful? You get a passage like that, I think, in Ecclesiastes, isn't it, where you sow the seed, you don't know. Sow all times of the day because you don't know which will prosper, early or late. You don't know. These people are anticipating, hoping for, anyway, some extra blessing to come from God. But they know they're in difficulties. It is the day of small things, as the prophet spoke about. But don't despise, Zechariah, don't despise the day of small things. But there's no boasting here. If you look at verse 5, Nehemiah is quite clear. Ezra had done the same list, and Nehemiah said, God put it into my heart. It was God's mind. It's God's will. I'm not boasting here. We're not bragging. It's just getting it sorted out so that nothing is lost. Nothing is forgotten. Well, there is a book, my friend, and it's God's book, where everything is written down. There is the Lamb's Book of Life. There is the roll call. When the roll is called up yonder, well, I'll be there. Will you be there? Let's ask the question. The assertions are in the hymn. But the reality, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the roll is called up yonder, will I be there? Well, will you? The roll is called, I'll be there. Is my name written down among the followers of the Lamb? Am I one of those who still hopes for things from God, prepared to build the city? Not literally, I'm not talking about building anything in physical terms, but spiritually, labor to recover the ecclesia, and however small it might be, to get back to the New Covenant and the New Testament. Well, Nehemiah is taking these steps to, and Ezra with him, to bring about this restoration of Judah. And we reach this list, and these names are there. God, commend them, I would say, you know. Such people labored and were willing to travel back and suffer the opposition of enemies, and all in anticipation that God would enlarge their borders and add to their number and increase them and bless them. And may we have, or may I have, I'll speak for myself. I hope you feel, brother and sister, you too want this same anticipation and desire, and whatever the difficulties, to keep pressing on for Christ's sake. Amen.